Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter X at Diva Abdul. You can subscribe to us here on Blog Talk Radio and Spotify and iTunes. So, and please make sure to, on Spotify, please give us 5 stars. We could use a few more rankings out there. And Miss Jen, I guess, isn't coming calling in tonight. You can find her at REXJDK. And we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone. You can find me at Mama _ Hooch on X or Twitter.
And Anna. Hello. You can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter and Instagram. And I thought, unless you heard differently, I think Jen might be here. Or she was pointing at it. Anyway, so hello, Jen, if you're not able to make it, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I don't tweet a lot anymore, but you can find me there.
You're still there.
Still there.
If you go to Instagram, you'll mostly see cat videos or...
Instagram, yeah. I look Instagram and I, you know, stalk around there, but I don't usually post anything. But I do... look
yeah, I don't either.
Every, all the different ones.
Yeah.
And more than anything. And Facebook, too. On there, too.
Yeah.
I do post there.
Okay. So, Anna, do you want to start us off with Kate and Roman, since you're under a tornado warning? We'll try to get Kate's report in.
Yeah. You hear the sound of a train going through. It's not a train. So they were on Monday, or both of them were on Monday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, from what I recall, Kate had gotten back from visiting with Lucas, and she told Roman she was furious that Harris hadn't managed to get Lucas out of that monastery yet. He's losing his mind. Being, you know, she's like, she had a great line. I'm not sure how to quote it, but basically, she's like, he said, "Well, how's Lucas?" Roman says, "Well, how's Lucas doing?" She says, "Well, given the oath of chastity, poverty, and I can't remember what the other one was, not so great or whatever." It was a cute line. You can imagine how he's doing or something like that. But so she's really was. She's really spitting mad. And let's see, I think, didn't she was going to look for Harris. I'm trying to remember. She went to Harris, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she went to Harris.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. I think he was trying to put her off a little bit. Like, wasn't he like, you know, just be patient or something like that? I can't remember what all they talked about, though. Basically, she was like, this needs to happen ASAP. He did what he was supposed to do for you. You know, he took the risks. He should be able to get the heck out of there. And wasn't Harris kind of like, well, I'm doing the best I can kind of thing, or like, give me a little more time.
And he's been
something?
Busy with other stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He was. Yeah.
So, with Ava. Busy.
Yeah.
He's been busy with Ava.
Yeah, right. I think he feels like if he can help her get that stuff for Clyde, then Clyde will move on and get the heck out of their hair. But right now it's like that's hanging over both of them. And so maybe that's why he's like, until Clyde leaves town and all, you know, they get him what he needs and they leave town, he leaves town. He can't really let Lucas out either, because Lucas is safer in the monastery than he is anywhere else. So
that's my take. The whole idea is to get
that's
fly.
My take is he's trying. He doesn't want to say he's helping Ava, but like they're both trying to find the stuff in the bistro wherever. Now did Clyde give directions to where he left it? Because they're looking all over the place. Why didn't he give him instructions or give her instructions of where to find it? I don't know.
No.
I don't understand that part. But
I don't think so. Yeah.
Because
they can't find that book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think
he
would have told her where it was.
He would know where it is.
He wanted it.
Unless Stefan got it or something. I mean, you would think probably a big cleanup, you know, because it had been closed for a while. So maybe somebody found it or he found it, Stefan found it or something. I don't know.
The writers don't think ahead that far.
Yeah,
they don't dissect like we do.
So I don't really have the explanation for all that. But from what I recall, that was about it, right, for Kate and Roman? I mean, they had a sweet, you know, they had some interactions. But Doc is always saying, get Kate out of the pub. Get her out there. Too.
Right.
But so she's kind of been returned to, you know, meddling in her children's lives, Kate. So I kind of hate that part. But I mean, she's right to fight for Lucas and all. I mean, he held up his end of the deal. But I think Harris is just thinking, well, if they are actually writing it like somebody would think about it, I think he's just kind of thinking, well, I know more than you right now, but I can't tell you what it is. So until I get this information, help Ava so we can be free of this guy. Lucas is going to have to stay there, but he can't say that to her. So that's my take on it, but I don't know. What do I know? So that was about it. It was a short Kate report.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah. Hi, Jen.
Sorry I was late. I was wrapping gifts.
Oh, boy.
My friend's little boy's happy birthday is coming up.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
I was thinking you would be here, so we're glad you made it. I just finished giving the Kate report, which was very short.
Yeah, too short.
Yeah.
We need more Kate.
And speaking of gifts, our friend Doc's birthday is on Tuesday. So happy early birthday to Doc.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Doc. Yes, happy birthday,
Doc.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so I'm going to take on Eric and Sloan because I don't know if you guys saw the preview for this week coming up. It looks like EJ flat out is told the truth by Leo of course, Leo thinks that Jude is EJ's and Nicole's. So, but Leo finally confesses to EJ. I think it's going to be Friday's episode. So, yay!
Oh. Hey, finally.
Yeah. Finally, yeah.
Friday's episode was pretty good for that. Okay, I'm looking forward to your take.
But who thinks that EJ, when he finds out, is going to go to Sloan, but then Sloan's going to tell him it's Eric's, and so... So not to lose Nicole, he'll just keep that secret. Anybody think that'll happen?
That's a good thing.
You know what I mean?
That's a good thing.
He's mad. Like, why did you – I want my baby back. And she's going to say, well, it's not yours.
Oh, my
gosh. Eric's. Do you want Nicole to find that out? And so they'll plot to – I don't know. That's just like –
It'll probably get stretched out again.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Because, wait, now Leo doesn't know, right? That's what I'm trying to...
He doesn't know it's Eric's, but he knows it's not Sloan's.
Right, okay. And Sloan knows it's Eric's because of the whole letter.
Right.
I still say it comes back to that letter that's in the safe, the real one that she did not. She thought she... Yeah, somehow, EJ, somehow, somebody's going to get a hold of that. I don't know, because I think... I don't know how much longer they'll drag it on, but... At least Nicole knows it's her baby. You know, maybe she'll get her baby back. but she might not know it's Eric's for a while. But I don't know. It's just I did not see any spoilers or anything about that, so I don't know. Just me thinking. So.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Yeah, so this week Eric finally got a clue about their finances.
Yeah, so but then he added two and two and got five.
Well, it's Eric. At least he didn't come up
with
three. Yeah. Yeah. Just baby stuff. Baby
Eric's
stuff
not
there.
The mouth
yeah.
type.
But they covered well, huh?
Yeah.
Like him and
Yes, so
he still didn't quite believe it, he said.
Yeah, he saw that the charges were for the Salem Inn. I don't know how he figured out exactly the room, though, but I guess he figured out which room, and it was Leo's room. And then Sloan just happens to show up, and she just said she was just helping out a friend, basically. But then I did read a spoiler that Eric thinks that Leo was blackmailing Sloan. So he's getting there.
Because
in all honesty, he knows Sloan. He knows that Sloan has a different take on the world than he does. I mean, I don't even see how they're matched other than the fact that they're both attractive. But, you know, he knows that she has different values
about
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad he did
yeah, it was
say,
funny
though, like you just said. I'm glad he said, I don't even know what to believe right now or whether you guys are putting me on or not or whatever. So at least, like you said, he at least has some a fragment of common sense there.
Yeah.
A small fragment. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that because Eric basically got a job at the Spectator because Sloan told Leo to try to get him in, and then he did talk to Chad about it. But also, too, Nicole has a new job, and she's going to be working at the Spectator. So, yay.
Things
we're
that make you say,
everybody. Yeah, and now we have Eric and Nicole working together. Reporter
again.
And a photographer. Again. Yeah. See how that goes. Yeah. And
Wasn't she a TV reporter at one point? Why the heck did she mention that when she was talking about her background?
Yeah, she said she didn't have any experience, but I thought she was a reporter somewhere.
I think she was even brought on.
Oh, okay, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Hmm.
The last job I remember her having was she worked at Basic Black, but that's a fashion house, right?
Right.
But still, I mean,
she's working.
She could work on. Yeah, she was working
on
ad
like,
campaigns and stuff.
Yeah. Well, like 10 years ago, like 10+ years ago, in real life, I mean, like real life crime, she was. I'm almost certain she was a something in TV news because local TV news because. I can't remember the storylines or anything. But
didn't she work with Austin years ago on TV?
I don't know about that because I didn't watch during that time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it was weird that she didn't mention that. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's her brother-in-law hiring her anyway. So.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought
yeah.
it was kind of like a little bit like, he says, well, we're a little light on females around here anyway. I'm like, okay, that like, he's like, I'm shocked
because
I'm a girl. Jeez.
Yeah, it sounds like they might need an HR department at the Spectator.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be money well spent.
There you go, Anna. There's your new gig.
Yeah.
Since I haven't had any workplace injuries. Yeah. No OSHA paperwork.
I know. It's like it's been so wonderful. It has been such a nice thing to not have any, like, diva of dual company injuries. That's been really nice. It's, I got to say, don't give me crazy ideas now. You don't need to fix anything. You don't need to make anything. You don't need to, like, you just keep going with this. I don't know. I've lost track of how many days it's been, but gosh, at least a couple of years.
It's been years. It's been years since I've been injured myself. But tomorrow, we're not getting any rain tomorrow, so I am going to at least do some yard work. So that probably is safe.
Be careful.
Okay.
Well, that's on your own time, so you have to fill out the insurance forms for yourself.
Oh,
I'm cold like that. It's only company time that I
need.
I know sometimes the lines can be blurred.
Yeah. Anybody want to discuss what the heck this mess is between Kristen, Alex, Teresa, and Brady?
Now we have Alex and Kristen sleeping together. That was just disgusting right there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Alex and Kristen are trying to make Brady and Teresa jealous. Is that the whole idea?
Yep.
I don't know. I guess that's her.
Smack Alex upside the head.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, and I guess, and Alex still seems like he likes Teresa. I don't know. Alex doesn't know what he wants. And I thought he was changing. Didn't he go to Mar because of Teresa and, you know, how he used to be sleeping around and, you know.
Yeah.
He was trying to change, but he hasn't. And Kristen definitely hasn't. Boy, she just pushes Brady's buttons like, you know, but Brady, right, so far Brady's not, like, falling for it. I keep thinking he's going to, and he's going to get back into her clutches.
Oh,
but
yeah.
So far, because she's, like, using Rachel again, you know,
this
to go on this.
Gross
guilt.
What she's doing. It's gross.
What's that?
She's going to have. What she's doing is gross. She's having Brady take Rachel on a field trip with school so Rachel can bust Alex in Kristen's bed and tell her dad.
Yeah.
So gross.
And even Alex had the sense of say, so we're including like that, like I can't remember what he said, but child abuse basically. Not that word.
Yeah,
he
was kind of right.
But he's like,
what?
Oh, no, we'll just be cuddling when she comes in. That's just
so wrong.
It is.
I mean,
yeah.
Somebody who just wanted that child so much. Oh.
Right.
Honestly, I know
custody.
I know Kristen's a villain, blah, blah, blah. But I cannot stand her character. Now, people, you know, we've
I
had
don't
other
like her.
Villains, like Stefano and even EJ, you know, he's been gray, he's been bad and good and gray and whatever over the years.
Yes.
But it's like.
There's no redeeming.
What is there to like about her? There's no, like, because, you know, at least Stefano, even though he did off a couple of his kids over the years, I mean, we can't forget that, but he had deluded himself into thinking that family was the most important thing, and that was the, and he genuinely loved his family, most of his family. And you could see that with her. She's using her children, her little child. I mean, we're not talking an adult kid like Tony or Andre or something. We're talking about she's using an innocent child.
Yep.
To play games to try to get her Brady back. And it's just gross.
What popped into
my mind when they called to say, the first thing that popped into my mind when they called to see if she could help with the,
Phil Drip.
I thought, isn't there something against somebody who's had her history in prison and everything from being around little children? Even I'm maybe not. Maybe it's not child crime.
Isn't
it
all wiped clean though?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, who in their right mind would call her to be around?
Yeah.
So
and what?
Whatever.
What did Wendy ever do to her?
Wendy.
I don't think she's...
Yeah.
I think she was trying to get information out of Wendy if Wendy knew more about Lee's death.
Oh.
That's what I thought she was doing.
Yes.
Oh,
to get Gabby out of jail because Stefan is...
Yeah.
Yes. That's another whole thing with Stefan.
That's all she was doing.
They're trying to
plot.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you help me get Gabby
too.
Out, I'll help you behead at the mirror, you know, to go after
right.
EJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was what that was about.
Yeah, but think of Wendy. She just lost her brother. Some psycho tried to kill her. Somebody else was murdered in her apartment. Does she really need to think about all that?
Yeah.
Or she thinks Kristen gives some crap.
Do you think Wendy knows that Lee is alive?
No.
Do you think she's behind it? No?
She doesn't
I just got that feeling. I don't know. Not any other time I didn't, because she generally seemed very upset, you know, and her father's upset. And why would she do that to her father? But at one time I used to think, oh, did Lee set this up? He set up Gabby to get back at Gabby, and he's really not dead. I still think that might, I don't know if Wendy's involved.
When Tripp said that, when Tripp told Stephanie that he didn't feel like, that she wasn't being herself right now, I thought, we might see evil Wendy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all this might affect her somehow.
Because she definitely seems different. She's definitely affected by it.
I guess they're going away for a while. So I'm wondering if they're going to be off screen for a while. They're supposed to be going, you know, to see her parents.
Taiwan, yeah.
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 So. Hong Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But
Ellis said he got her tickets, and he was like, "Do you want? Is it okay if I go, or would you rather go by yourself?" So I hope that was sweet. So, anyway, I honestly thought that Kristen was gonna try to use Wendy as a mole, since she knows IT and all that. I thought she was gonna try to. And go for some sort of plot to track EJ's comings and goings, or, you know, his business, you know, since he's serving, he's DA and he's trying to run Demira, I thought maybe, you know, Kristen would, like, try to pull her in to see if she could do some espionage type stuff with Demira somehow, but, you know. The scholarship thing was a smokescreen. We all know that. Kristen didn't give two craps about me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to charm the father, too. So, I don't know. Yeah. But this is the lowest she stooped with Rachel, that whole bed sex thing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Just as a parent, that just totally grossed me out. I thought that was terrible. Because she's traumatizing her. You're traumatizing a kid. I mean, seriously, Rachel's going to be fucked up no matter what.
Give her to Tony and Anna. Let them raise her.
Yeah, let them have a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I have to say, though, I actually think Teresa and Brady are cute together. That's that they had some nice scenes this week.
I used to like them even. Yeah, I used to like her even when it was Jen Lilly. I liked them together.
Yeah.
With Teresa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought that's
Teresa,
where they were going.
Not seeing any chemistry between Brady and Kristen, and he really seems very serious about not ever getting involved with her again. So Bella folded, and for some reason, Teresa decided not to stay with Titan. I don't know why. And she was telling Brady and Alex basically she feels like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Did he offer another job at Titan? Right? She could have stayed on.
I thought
just
he
not
did.
Yeah.
Does she think she's going to hit the mother load when Constantine supposedly Is she hoping he gets? I don't know. I don't know what
she's trying to still get Alex to marry
scheming.
Her.
I just hate that. Yeah.
It's not making any sense now. I don't know.
No, it's really annoying. But I do have to ask with Brady. Did you guys like the scenes with Brady and Nicole?
I always like them two together. Always.
Yeah.
But I do like the friendship, but I still like them with being more than friends, too. I've always liked them together.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that was really sweet. I mean, I'd still love to see Eric Holt again.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, but I was a Brickhole? I don't know what they call it.
Brickhole.
Brickhole.
But, you know, I really like Nicole and EJ now. They've grown on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're really showing
EJ can be a jerk, but I'm going to feel bad for him when, he's really been good. I think he's been good to Nicole.
He has.
Yes,
that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, if she finally gets this baby back at some point, you know, she was talking about how she was spending, and she was probably right, even though she doesn't have to work, she's, you know.
Right.
She really should be watching her daughter right now, but you know, but she's probably, her wheels are probably spinning and she needs to focus on something else because of all the losses and stuff. But I thought, you know, wow, this puts Eric and Nicole in the same space work-wise.
Yep.
But then, like, when they find out eventually that they have a baby together, and for her, it's alive. So, you know, that's going to be, if we ever get to that point.
I know.
Yes. I hope we get to the point. I saw where Eric's at her last air day, I think it's the end of July. I'm not sure the exact date, but it's out there.
That's
she
be
did.
So
it's
sad.
Out there.
Yeah.
I think it's like
that's
July 20th. It's like the very end of July. Yeah. I'm hoping maybe she could come back with, I don't know, but with them. With her, Sue, and NBC, I doubt it. But
yeah, I doubt they're going to be going to.
Yeah. I just thought with Alar leaving, but before she, like some of the other ones maybe could come back, you know, that have left because of him. But they're getting a new Gabby, it looks like, too. So she's not coming at all. It looks like there's a new Gabby.
I'm sad about that, too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically none of the women got hired back that Alar fired, and harassed.
Yeah.
Nobody could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and Christian Alfonso filmed this past week.
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, for Doug's funeral, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. But she's not staying?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Well, I'm glad it would only make sense for her to be there for her father's funeral and everything. So I'm glad they were able to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria Loring.
That's going to be awesome to see her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Speaking of EJ, Helena's not too happy with him.
Oh, no. He kind of told her, too, with the whole, you know, commandeering the snowplow and exposing everybody to radiation.
I love it, though. She called him on his manipulation, though. She turned it back around. I love that. But it is getting into her head. Because he's trying to say that Salem Mike missed the previous Carver, the other Carver, the sane one.
The sane one. That was funny. Yeah, I like that. It was good.
And EJ wasn't real happy that Nicole got a job as Spectator, but he turned around and told her to write a hit piece on Paulina.
Well, there was something in it for him.
The mother of your new daughter-in-law. Why would you? Plus, that would be
really
hurtful to Abe, and she looks at Abe as like a father figure, so I don't get that. No.
I don't understand why Nicole would do this, period.
Yeah.
No. I don't either.
Abe was his brother-in-law, too.
Yeah. Yep.
So, that's right.
I hope that gets.
Yeah, with
that gets Abe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that gets Abe engaged and involved with the EJ because he hasn't been around EJ in a while.
So it'd be nice if taught him off a little. So this part cracked me up because, you know, last week I made a comment about how Salem in the outdoor pictures that they keep showing, the AI pictures, looks like a thriving metropolis, and but there's been a housing problem for decades, but yet Johnny and Chanel managed to look at a few apartments while Brady hasn't been able to look at an apartment for years.
Yeah, he's still living with mom and dad.
I'm thinking Brady's full of shit.
Yeah,
I think Brady's full of shit. I think he's lying. He just doesn't want to move out.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like
Marlena's home cooking.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Go to the Salem Inn. You know, if you can't find a place, everybody seems to live there.
Or the Brady Pub.
Or above the Brady. Yeah. How many rooms does Roman have up there? Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, he turned real quick on that whole thing. He didn't want Ava living above the pub, but then he gave in.
I know. It's like, really? Oh.
Yeah.
And the bigger thing is they completely dismissed the idea that that Ava was responsible for their father dying.
Yeah.
Yep. And he knows Kayla just told her off, too, like the day before he saw it. So he's pissing off his sister, too.
Yeah.
Gave in way too easy. I don't understand that.
Yeah. It's like they flipped writers or something between the episodes.
Maybe Roman, if he thought this far ahead, which I doubt, but there are some benefits to that in that if Ava's with Harris, she's probably not bothering Steve and Kayla. And then also, he can kind of keep an eye on things. But, yeah, to have to run into her all the time, I just... But the other thing is, Harris basically holds Lucas's life in his hands. And so maybe, not that they write the characters to think all these things, but I'm just thinking, I was trying to rationalize that in my brain. I thought, this doesn't make any sense. But then, I thought, well... Maybe Roman's got a few other thoughts too. That I doubt it, but possibly.
Well, of all the men on the show, I think he's the brightest.
Well, true. But I'm just saying, the cop shop didn't always run so smoothly when he was in charge either. But I agree. I mean, Roman's got some. He's got a lot of knowledge there. So maybe we'll find out that there is another reason. Maybe when Kate calls him on the carpet for it, he'll be like, okay, well, this is what I was thinking. I don't know. So I guess Jada's place is freeing up, right? Because she's moving in with Rafe.
Oh, that's
moving with Rafe.
Oh, you know what? Oh, here we are. We'll get to back at the Hernandez house. We'll actually get that set out again because what's her name coming home from prison? I'll bet.
Gabby.
I'll bet that's what. Yeah, Gabby. She'll be. I kept thinking Camila, but that was not the right one. The new Gabby will be coming home, so they'll have scenes out of that set. So that makes sense for them to conveniently be moving in together there. But that would free up a room, so we could play some sort of game as to who gets Jada's apartment.
I have to say, Harris was right, though, calling out Ava, but she was warning Jada about the one burner on Rafe's stove. Because she was just a little reminder that she lived there, too.
Yeah, that was a little tacky.
Yeah, that was nasty. I'm glad Harris slapped her around for that a little bit. Not literally.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Oh,
what do you guys think? I love Kate and Holly. I love them. Now.
Oh, yeah. This new Tate is good, I think.
It's terrible.
I mean, he kind of fit in.
Her BFF has his
crush. Oh, there's a new BFF. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Sophie? Is that her name? So, no.
Sophia?
Sophie?
I think it's Sophia.
Sophia.
Like that.
Is it Sophia? Okay. Yeah. Oh. Wonder if they'll have another one. I think there's somebody else coming for Tate, too.
Oh, okay.
A best friend. I think the teen scene's coming up. Summer's coming.
Yeah.
So I bet you we get
some
more.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I heard that there's a friend for Tate, best friend. You know?
Okay.
Like the whole last
because
laugh.
They keep
mentioning.
Oh, didn't they mention some girl's name, Finn, or something that works there that was called in sick or something? Made me wonder if that was some young girl, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. They need some younger ones, I guess. You know, that age.
Yeah.
Who aren't related to everybody.
What's that?
It's not
who
related.
Aren't related to anybody.
But then we always find out there's a long lost Mara or a long lost or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whose kid is this now?
It'll be Cassie's baby or something.
Cassie finally shows up. Yeah.
Finn will be like, you know, I have this affinity for this pub and I didn't know why. And then I found out my birth mom went upstairs to read a book and never came down. And so that makes all the sense in the world now. Then Kate will have a new grandchild.
Yeah.
Kate and Roman, actually.
And I mentioned it before. There's a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch of kids out there. They could Soros. Parker, Jonas.
Yeah.
There's Joy Wesley.
Oh.
Noah.
Pocket. Noah. There's a bunch of kids out there they could have brought in.
Pocket has to come back someday.
Pocket Kyriakis. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, they really didn't put some randos on it. They could have had a few people from that age group. And Sydney.
Yep.
Yeah, what about Sydney?
Yeah, I'm surprised Sydney's not back yet.
I know
she
they mentioned
her.
Though.
Yeah, she did get a mention.
Was it John talking to Sydney? Who was talking to Sammy? Was it Roman?
Roman.
That was
Kate
Roman.
Walker.
Roman.
Yeah, Roman. And he meant to say hi to Sydney for me or something, Sammy.
Yeah, if they ever bring back Sammy, they need to bring back Sydney, and that whole kidnapping storyline needs to be rehashed. Just, you know, about what happened, and, you know, Holly should find out what her mom did, stuff like that. I think that'd be interesting. So,
sure would.
Maybe I will. So, Stephanie told Jada that Everett signed the divorce papers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Blake is...
That's Robert Stein.
Blake is blowing my mind right... Blake is
he
blowing
is.
My mind
oh, my
right
gosh.
Now.
He's so good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the look
he needs
on
an Emmy
face.
Nom. He needs an Emmy nom next year so bad. As lead, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And the writing is good, too, because, like, he was careful to, like, when Stephanie referenced him, like, well, you were really different outside. Now you're being, not, you know. And
yes, the change.
I noticed with his dialogue, they're writing him to be, for it to be discreet, but, like, for him to not act like he knew, like, I don't know. It's like you can tell, like, he's able
there's
to.
Subtle difference.
Like, oh, well, I got to go or something, or, you know, like. Or he doesn't say, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I can't explain it. Maybe you can come up with a better way to say it.
It's
but I noticed that they're, say that again.
it's a coldness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is when he's switching back and forth, you know, he literally didn't remember that he saw her outside, right?
Yeah.
But the way they wrote the dialogue and the way he played it, she wasn't really left going. She was left going, well, that was weird. But it was like they're giving the character, they're writing it so that the character is covering for himself. Like he's thinking, well, I don't remember that, but something weird's going on, so I'm just going to play off of that. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but
it's hard to figure it out.
It's very
interesting.
Yeah.
Does he know what's going on? Is he playing her? Clueless? Yeah.
I honestly thought he was playing, but then I really do think he's got the two personality thing going.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the two personalities. Yeah, the one doesn't know the other one's there, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I thought because like when he typed his byline as Everett Lynch, he went, "Oh, like, you know," when he saw that, it was kind of like, "Wait a minute," like, you know, I don't know. They're writing it really well, and he's playing it really well. I'm glad they gave him this, that he got this opportunity to come back with and do this story.
Yeah, Eileen Davidson's doing the same story on Young and the Restless.
Oh, wow.
They gave her DID.
Oh. I think what's going on, I think Bobby's the bad guy, maybe Everett's the good guy, and I think Everett's not aware not aware of Bobby, but Bobby's aware of Everett. So I think Bobby's pretending to be Everett around Stephanie.
Yeah.
But I think when he's around around Jada, I think he's more being Bobby. He's around Jada.
He's the dominant personality. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely dominant.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. That makes sense.
But Blake is so good, though. I mean, you know, he keeps you guessing on what's going on. But, man, he's got that evil look, though. It scares me.
He's scared.
Holy shit.
I'm wondering if Nick is one of the personalities.
I thought of that too this week. But then somebody would have recognized him though. But Stefan did mention that Gabby killed Nick.
Yeah.
But that kind of didn't count because it was Nick. So there was a Nick mention this week.
Yeah.
But that could have been a red herring though too. So. Yeah, but Blake definitely needs to be nominated for an Emmy next year. No doubt about
that.
And
he needs to get a long-term contract.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
All right. Good Lord. The worst storyline of the show, Maggie and Constantine.
Is Maggie playing him, or is she really that gullible?
She had a prenup ready to go.
And he's actually
and he signed it real quick.
Because he's going to end
up
trying to kill her. He'll try to figure out a way to get.
Yeah, there was a spoiler saying Constantine was asking Teresa how to get him out of this prenup. I don't know how the hell Teresa's going to help him with that.
Did I say she's a lawyer?
There's a new actress now that's coming on, and everybody's wondering what part she's going to play. And people are thinking Constantine's wife. And I was thinking, is Constantine, do you think Xander's mother is Constantine's wife? And that's
I don't know, but I did notice that
Victor had an affair.
I noticed that Billy Flynn and Paul Telfer are following her on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she has something to do with, I think it's Xander's mother who had an affair with Victor.
Oh.
Of course, that's one reason for Constantine to hate him. And, you know, and it was always supposed to be Victor's brother, but Victor could have given him to Victor's brother and wife or whatever to raise or something. I don't know. That's just, like, how did he end up with Victor's brother? But that could be an explanation, too, of how he's Victor.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't really know much about Victor. I mean, Xander's mother, so that could be another whole layer to the whole Xander is Victor's son thing. So, but anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, we don't think Constantine's wife is really dead either, I don't think, you know. I don't think the daughter's dead either, or the daughter, I mean.
Yeah.
Because Steve and John's trying to find the mother. Yeah.
Right. Did you see how Constantine... he turned things around on Stephen, was like, I hold you more responsible than I do John, because you had your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You had your agency.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a point.
He does have a point.
He does.
Yes. He does have a point.
And Steve kind of looked like
Steve was really bad at one time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, nobody messed with his mind back then. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until he met Kayla, and then he went. Then he became the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's usually what happens.
Yep. Yeah, and basically nobody in Maggie's family is too happy with this engagement news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Xander wasn't happy. I don't think Alex was particularly happy either. Sarah seems surprised, but
she's dealing
with
it.
Yeah.
I think she kind of likes Constantine, too.
Yeah.
Sarah.
He makes her mother happy. That's all she wants.
Yeah, I guess he's company. It just, the whole storyline cracks me up, because we kind of all know that ICE isn't really deporting anybody right now. Or, you know, or ignoring people overstaying their
visas.
Yeah, they're not really paying too much attention to that right now. But, okay. I kind of ran out of topics. Anybody, you have anything else? Any spoilers? Any rumors?
Yeah, other than once people coming back and Ari. No?
Yeah.
They need to rehire Ari Zucca. I don't care.
Yes,
they need to make it happen.
Do you think Chanel is pregnant and with the radiation, maybe some kind of an effect with the baby, or I don't know if they go there or not. I don't know.
I'm hoping that she's pregnant, but
not the radiation.
It's masked as the radioactive stuff or something. I don't know.
That's what I mean, but she really is pregnant, you know, instead of that. That's what I thought.
But wouldn't Kayla have figured it out?
She said how tired she was.
That's true.
They said that they were clear.
Yes, but they didn't test her for pregnancy. That would have shown up in her blood work.
You would think.
Yeah.
She did say let her know if there's anything that comes up.
Yeah.
If she starts feeling weirder. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Guess we'll see.
Hmm.
Oh, anybody else find it a little bit awkward when Allie sent them a wedding gift?
Yeah.
Yes. It is.
Oh,
all that indecision of Chanel.
Yeah.
And I guess Allie's dating
then,
somebody. I took it. It was a guy, right? Not a girl.
Yeah. That's the impression I got, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awkward conversation.
hey, yep. your ex-girlfriend just sent us a wedding present. Oh, that's my sister, by the way, and now she's with a guy.
Chanel's with a guy. Yeah, I guess they may.
And so is Chanel,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well.
EJ asked Johnny to come work for DeMira.
Yeah.
He
more or less told him no, that's not what he wanted to do. I don't know. Johnny's not working at all.
Johnny
is
Chanel.
He doesn't. He's not doing anything. Not making his movies or he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Chanel's keeping him.
Other people might call him a deadbeat new husband.
Yes.
For
him. Yeah, I was going to say, what does he do other than maybe as a, I don't know. So.
He doesn't talk about anything.
He's living in his dad's. He's another one. They're both living. They were living in the mansion, but I guess they are looking for a place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still waiting for the possessed Dr. Marlena Evans story.
Oh,
I mean, come on. We suffered through that whole storyline, and we didn't even get a movie out of it.
Nope.
Yes. I know. She's still working on that movie? Maybe that's what he's been doing behind the scenes. We haven't seen it.
He's been editing for 3 years.
Yeah, I would have watched that movie. I don't even like
scary
movies.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, too, because Chanel gets up every morning at, 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the bakery and stuff. I'm thinking, or maybe not that early, but pretty early.
Pretty darn early.
How long is that going to fly before there gets to be a little tension? No, I don't know. You just got some.
They can't be happy for so long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
but
now
I
they're really
them.
Happy.
Really
and how
do.
Long is that going to last?
I really hope. Yeah. I really hope that just even though we know together. There's going to be obstacles. We know there's going to be ups and downs. We know there'll probably be divorces and whatever. But I really hope they're a long-term end game kind of couple, I think they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through a lot to get back together after all the things that happened. I mean, they survived a long list of things, including possession of the devil. All kinds of stuff.
But they deserved a real wedding, though. I mean, a hospital room wedding, that was
more. Now, that certainly won't be on playbacks for decades like the Roman and Marlena or the John and Marlena.
Yeah, the big weddings.
Bo and
Hope.
Patch and Kayla.
Stephen Kayla.
Kim and Kay. Adrian and Justin and all that,
Jennifer and
Jack.
Yeah.
Gone are the big weddings.
Yeah, I remember, back when I was blogging a long time ago, I wrote a whole blog about stuff they needed to bring back, and one of it was weddings or events. They used to have parties and people used to dress up.
Yeah.
I miss all the glamour. I miss all that.
And there'd be all these side conversations that were really funny or snippy or if Kate was being sarcastic. And I love those.
Yeah,
they don't do that anymore. No. Or the party that Renee threw back in the 80s and told everybody off.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
That was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then ended up dead.
Oh, so do you think we're leading up to a Who Killed Constantine storyline?
Who would care? I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Could be.
Well, it's the truth, though. It really is the truth.
Teresa.
Because I think Xander kind of threatened him a bit. I think Alex was being a little threatening.
Alex.
And there's
Teresa.
Steve and John.
Yep.
Maggie herself when she finds out. She makes Maggie bad.
Yeah. There you go.
She's been good for too long.
Yep.
her into
idea.
Another Victor.
I'm all for that.
She takes over for Victor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She finally gets Victor.
She has him whacked. I'm all for it. Fine with me.
I don't know. That's funny. Oh. That was good.
All right. Well, I'm getting sleepy.
All righty.
Oh.
Sorry, God.
So I'm glad everything's good with you, Anna, and you made it through the whole show.
Yep.
And hope you guys have a quiet evening.
Fortunately, the warnings so far have been out of our. I mean, the actual warning has been out of our county. It has been in other counties, so
good.
We've got the watch, but not the warning. So hopefully,
good.
So thank you. All right.
Yep.
All right, ladies.
All
right. You guys should...
Okay.
See you next week.
See ya.
Good night.
All right.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.